You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, this is going to be about the point spread. Unless you have some miraculous reason how the Dolphins are going to beat the Cowboys on Sunday, pregame at 9 a.m. with Choppy and Ari Temkin, kickoff at noon right here on The Fan, you got to pick them by 20 or not. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. We'll have RJ's college degenerate picks coming up at 8:40. And be careful of your driving out there because the skies are dark.
Ooh, look at that.
Look how ugly that is. Ominous? Ominous?
Ominous.
Ominous. Ominous. Ominous skies out there. So be careful if you are driving and toloing. And shout out if you're listening at radio.com. All right. The point spread, 22.5. The Dolphins have scored 10 points over the first 2 weeks of the season. They not only picked up Taco Charlton yesterday, they announced that Josh Rosen is the new starter. Oh, yeah. And they're apparently going to be investigated by the NFL for tanking.
For tanking. Okay. They're going to be investigated for tanking by the NFL. I do want to know, though, what exactly is the NFL need to investigate? They traded away their two best players for picks. They basically have... I mean, they gave their coach a five-year deal when most first-year coaches get a four-year deal, probably for this very reason. They have proven that they had 14 new players on their roster game 1 week. They got 14 new players. 60% roster turnover from last year. That's all you... Like, there's nothing that you need to investigate. They clearly are tanking, but... tanking's a massive problem in sports, but hasn't it been proven to work for some?
For a lot.
Now, for every Houston Astros, there's probably five Sacramento Kings rebuilding since 1999. The Detroit Lions have been rebuilding since 1957. Cleveland Browns have been rebuilding since Jim Brown left. You know, like everyone, you know, everyone rebuilds. Like some teams, some organizations just stink.
Yeah. So the NFL may look into it. Let's get the picks. You got to pick it with the spread at what, 22.5?
It's 22.5 is the last thing I checked, and it's not going to change over the last hour.
All right, I'm 2-0 with the spread this year, taking the Cowboys and the points. We all have the Cowboys at 2-0, not hard, taking on the Redskins and the Giants. What's your pick?
I mean, in the interest of this, like I'm not going to bet the game, okay? But in the interest of this, we're making a judgment call, yes, pick. Against the spread, you know, with the points or not, I would say the Cowboys cover the 22.5. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
I hate picking games in any sport where it's more than two scores. College football, even, I don't like more than two score games. And in the NFL, I really don't like more than a one score. But this is different. Miami stinks. They stink. The only thing that scares me, is two things. Josh Rosen being a first-round quarterback and potentially being really, really good. And some of the throws he makes are really, really good. But the Cowboys late touchdown allowed.
Yep.
The last two games, they've allowed late touchdowns in the final quarter. And those backdoor covers, you know, A&M did this against Clemson. 6 seconds left, they got a touchdown, cover the spread. Those backdoor covers are game changers. And when you are up 28, which is a very real possibility, and then you get a late touchdown, well, that cover's gone. So that's the only thing that scares me. But if I had to, you know, hold my feet to the fire and pick one, either cover the 22 or not, I would pick they cover the 22.5.
You got any score?
Yeah, score-wise, I would say 41 to, 41 to 17.
Okay. 41-17. Dub?
For exactly the same reasons as Choppy laid out there, it's not a game that I would want to put money on because you never feel comfortable needing 22 points, as he mentioned. Like, you could be up 30 and still potentially lose this if they go for two just because they'll feel like we have to. So, from that standpoint, I wouldn't feel comfortable with it. However, like, even as bad as the Cowboys' defense has looked, how is Miami scoring more than 10 points? How are they doing that? Because the Cowboys are putting up 30. And if that's going to be the case, I just don't see how the Cowboys don't cover this. Honestly, the only way that doesn't happen is if they lose the turnover battle, something crazy like 3-0.
I have a way for it not to happen. We'll get your official pick first.
Please explain. I have the Cowboys winning, and I do have them winning 41-10.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. I'm going to take, I mean, I wouldn't bet it. I would bet the first 2 weeks. I told you, take the Cowboys and run and get the points. I wouldn't bet it, but if I had a gun to the head, I am going to pick the Cowboys to win by 22. Not 22.5. 35-13. And my reason is the fourth quarter being unwatchable, or at least half of the fourth quarter, when the Cowboys pull starters.
Backup time, Tony Pollard.
Backup time. So you can talk about turnovers, and Miami is going to show up to one of these games playing really, really, really hard because, again, not to be cliche, they are being paid. They are professional athletes. They do have a sense of pride. The entire world is mocking them and laughing at them. So they can either be these jellyfish, spineless quitters. I actually think it'll help them getting away from Miami rather than the anxiety of having the booze rain down upon them. Go to another stadium, maybe energized. This could also tell us how much they like Josh Rosen. Like, people don't like Josh Rosen. That's the book. Snobby, arrogant, California punk, thinks he's better than everybody. It seems like he's been humbled in the past 2 years. But let's see if they play for him. But even if they don't play for Josh Rosen, their manhood, their competitive nature has all been challenged and laughed at. So at some point in time, they are going to play hard to try to not go winless. But I would take Miami with the points by about 0.5, just half a point, because I don't anticipate the Cowboys starters playing a lot of the fourth.
They call that a hook. The half point's a hook. That hook gets a lot of people. Now, I agree. Like, you know, these are prideful guys. Like, they're professionals. And then the other thing is they know they're not going to be here next year or the year after. This, nobody in Miami outside of maybe Rosen is there looking at this like, hey, this is a long-term play. They want to put good film out for other teams to see. So I could see them playing well. Josh Rosen is theoretically a better quarterback than Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick is going to have that 5-touchdown game. He'll also throw 5 interceptions. He doesn't care. He doesn't get bothered by interceptions. And I don't think Rosen does either. Rosen's hyper-aggressive. He's going to be like that. That's what he's going to wind up doing. He'll take risks, and that could be good, and that could be bad. You know, it depends on how lucky he gets throughout the course of this game. But, you know, I'm really intrigued to see Rosen play. I'm more intrigued to see how the Cowboys get up for this game. Far too often, teams play down to competition.
Sure.
Way too often. Now, we haven't seen this team do that I can remember. Jason Garrett teams usually handle up on bad squads. Usually handle up.
I only have 2 predictions. Number 1, Cowboys win 41-13. Number 2, Cooper Rush gets his first NFL touchdown.
Ooh.
That's my only predictions.
Right, Josh Rosen has had some time this year, garbage time, in both of Miami's blowout losses, completing just 38% of his passes. 38% with no touchdowns and 2 interceptions. Last year, with a bad coaching staff and no offensive line, he went 3-10 for the Cardinals in 13 starts. 55% of his passes completed, 11 touchdowns, 14 interceptions, and he has gone from bad to worse with the supporting cast around him for this week.
Yeah, I mean, if he thought that what he was surrounded by last year couldn't get any worse, I mean, at least he had Larry Fitzgerald, right? This year, I mean, he had David Johnson. I mean, there is nothing. It's Kenyon Drake, Jakeem Grant.
Devontae Parker.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing special down there. The best thing about Miami's are uniforms.
All right, what do we have on the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, Roy? With the Cowboy predictions against Miami, it's going down Sunday, 9 a.m. pregame, and then kickoff at noon with Brad and Babe here on the Fan.
Got a couple big blowouts from Tolo Cathy, the 972. Dallas wins 42, Miami 13. Big blowout there. Another fan texter as the Cowboys win in 52-3. That from the 214. From the 817, 35-17 Cowboys. Rosen gets a late TD, but the Cowboys don't cover. Several other people mentioning what you said, Sean. From the 918, you're not talking enough about the realistic possibility that Garrett sits, stars, injured players. If they get up big, Cowboys should not and will not cover. From the 817, 3117, and of course from our buddy from the 469, the Dolphins might not be as bad as everyone thinks, and the Cowboys might not be as good. Take the points.
That's 337?
That's our boy.
Of course, you got to have a troll opposite opinion. It's like Skip Bayless has our Fantex number. You actually brought up a decent point of how can the Cowboys win this from a perception standpoint?
Yeah, I was trying to figure out like what, if we're all predicting them to cover a 22-point spread, then how would they have to play for us to be feeling better about any aspect of their game going forward, looking towards the Saints next week? And the only thing I could come up with is that their defense shuts them out.
Mm.
If we get a shutout
or some picks
with a couple of turnovers, because of course we're talking about how this team is lacking turnovers already. We're only 2 weeks in, but we had two in the first game and we had zero in the second game. Well, hopefully Darian Thompson gets a chance to do that. Was one of the leaders in the NFL in preseason interceptions. So that's something that I would look at. But from an offensive standpoint, I think the only thing that could come out of this game is that we feel worse about the offense. There's nothing they could do that would make us feel better. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Nothing.
But we always on this show, we usually, especially Choppy, will come in even after an ugly win and not style point it. Like, it's Miami. You're probably going to play down to them. You know, even if it's, you know, 20-6, normally you come in, you usually do it after a road game.
Yeah, road game. I don't like to style point road wins. I mean, in the end, maybe that's faulty logic, but I just in the NFL, road games, and any sport, road games are tough. I could see a style point in this game. Even though you're right that the point of the playing down to competition, but playing down to competition is a, I mean, it's a real thing, but yeah, it is an indictment on you.
It is an indictment?
I think it is. I think if you play down to your competition, that's an indictment on you, isn't it?
I mean, we've seen plenty of championship teams with a team light switch. Team light switch mentality.
But we've seen this Cowboys team too often play down to their competition in years past. And they haven't done that in either of the first two games they've played. In fact, they really took care of business. From the 817, when was the last time the Cowboys had a shutout? That would be New Year's Eve of 2017. They shut out the Eagles in a 6-0 win.
All right, we have some shots fired within the division. Adrian Peterson on Channel 9 in D.C. taking a shot at his front office.
If you can just put on the helmet, get a football, and just truck one player from this team, just high knees, run them over. Mm-hmm. Who would that player be?
I don't think it's one guy that we would just want to run over that's on my team. Now, if you would have said in the front office, I could have had a couple options.
cut, rapid nine, Adrian Peterson.
Cut. So Adrian Peterson saying he wouldn't run over anybody on his own team, but maybe the front office.
Yeah.
There are those saying Adrian Peterson, Palestine's very own, should be grateful because there's stories out there about Adrian being in depth and Dan Snyder still gave him a job. But Adrian Peterson, not happy with the Redskins front office or maybe just playing around. Yeah. That to me is the perfect example of there's some truth in every joke.
First of all, isn't that a weird question to ask? Who on your own defense do you want to run over?
Right.
All the interviews we've done at Cowboys training camp, I don't think that question ever dawned on us.
No. It's what quarterback throughout the league would you want to hit?
Right. Not how badly do you want to hit Dak Prescott in practice?
Right.
Like, what?
Redskins hosting the Bears Monday Night Football, and it'll be the Giants and Daniel Jones at the Buccaneers, 3 p.m. on Sunday. Ron Rivera was not in a good mood yesterday when the media kept asking him about Cam Newton probably missing this weekend.
Would you think Cam would travel in either event, or would that be decided tomorrow?
See, you guys want to watch, sit there and watch, so you'll have to wait and see. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, guys. I mean, let's talk about Arizona. I mean, I haven't really talked about Arizona, so it'd be good to answer those kind of questions.
Before the opener, you were 100% confident he was going to be ready to go. Where are you on that level now?
I just asked you to ask me questions about somebody else. I'm not going to do this anymore, okay? I told you, I won't know anything until tomorrow, okay? Thank you.
And he walked out and left. See you later. Ron Rivera tired of the Cam Newton questions. All right, when we come back, did you find yourself actually agreeing with Tom Brady over Thursday Night Football? And what advice do you have for RJ turning 40 today? Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.